Okay, welcome everyone. It is 6 p.m. and I am going to call to order the Select Board meeting for July 21st, 2020. I have started the recording, so I will be recording. The Select Board will be recording. This will be available. This is my first Zoom meeting as the chair of the hosting a meeting as the chair of the Select Board. So I'm learning as we go along, so I need to ask for a little patience. We do start the meetings with a roll call. I'm going to work my way down the list that is popping up in front of me. I'm going to try to catch everyone. I hope I've got the list as well. When I call your name or what I think it is based on what I see on my screen, please confirm that you're here, what your full name is, and if you are recording. And then at that point, we'll have everybody mute so that the Select Board can start their meeting, at which time I will review the agenda and we'll get going. So first, the Select Board themselves. So Robin Provost Carlson, I am here and I am recording on behalf of the Select Board. Gloria?
Gloria Crowan Fisher, and I am not recording.
Go ahead, Brian.
Brian DeVries.
And also the town coordinator, Hilma.
Hilma Sumner.
Okay, so now I'm going to go through the list. So I have, and some of you are only showing up as phone numbers, so I apologize. You're going to have to let me know who you are. So I see we have Jean Dron.
Yes, I'm here and I'm not recording.
I have 339-8349. Okay, we'll come back to that.
Doug Mason is here and not recording.
Yeah, I'm going to go through the list, Doug. Bruce Phillips?
Yes, I'm here and trying not to record.
Okay.
Not recording.
Thank you.
Here with Rachel Gravelsky.
Perfect, thank you. We have Eric. I'm not sure. Is that Eric Sumner or is there another Eric here?
Yes, Eric Sumner. I'm not recording.
339-8349.
337-8311. That's Kathy and Gary. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. 337-5300.
Calvin Carr. I'm not recording.
Thank you. I have John Clark.
I'm here. I'm not recording.
Thank you. I have Kim's iPad. We have someone from one of the Livelys.
Not recording.
Sue? Okay, thanks. Peter Charo. Peter, are you here? Tom Rabbit?
I'm here and I am not recording.
Thank you. Jenna Day.
Yes, hello. Jeff and I are not recording.
Thank you. Thank you. Lisa Cornish.
Yes, the Cornish and Charlie Cornish, we're not recording.
Thank you. let's see, Tracy, is it just you or you and Margo or?
It's just me, Tracy Shaw, and I'm not recording.
Thank you. Mike Smith.
Mike Smith, I'm here and I am not recording.
Thank you. Bob Dane.
Here and not recording.
Thank you. Crystal.
I am here and not recording.
Thank you. Robert Schultz.
Robert Schultz and Christine Lewis Schultz, the bear people, I guess. And I am recording.
Thank you. Bob Viarengo. I know he's here. We've got the Gruins.
Susan Gruen, not recording. Spouse is also here.
Bob Gruen, not recording.
Tara Mason. Did I already do that one?
No. Mason, not recording.
Thank you. Kim Gangwish Marsh.
I'm here. I'm not recording. You can control that.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so my list keeps jumping around as people come in and out. I'm sure I've missed people. So Doug Mason, we know Doug's here. Betsy Kovacs.
She was here.
We have the ACO, Kyle Dragon is here.
Yep, not recording.
Thank you. Toma, who can you help? Who have I missed? Anyone?
Yep, me, Pam Porter. This is Pam Porter.
Thank you.
I just need to say that I wanted to dial into the Finance Committee meeting, and I used the number on their agenda, and I dialed in, and it gets me to the Select Board. So the Finance Committee does not have a number that allows you to dial in.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, they do. Okay, top of their agenda.
Okay, we're just going to keep going on the
signing. Bill here, not recording.
Thanks, Bill.
Margaret Freeman, not recording.
Thank you.
Doug and Barbara. Kathy Wilkin, not recording.
Thank you.
Barbara and David Borden, not recording.
Thank you.
Peter Chara here, not recording.
Okay, thank you. Do we have everyone? All right. So everybody should mute. If you haven't muted, I will probably mute you at some point. If it gets too noisy with all these, if people are not muted, it will be difficult for the bandwidth. So we need to make sure everybody's muted except for the Select Board, our guests, and the town coordinator, please. Okay, so we will start with a review of our agenda for tonight. We do have a couple guests. We have Kyle Dragon, who is going to be here. He's already here. He's scheduled for 6:10, which is right now. Kyle, I apologize. I just have to get through the review of the agenda. We have Eric Sumner online, who hopes we'll be speaking with him around 6:20. And we have the Finance Committee on at around 7 o'clock. Everything's going to be pushed a little bit because it's taking a little bit longer with all the folks here. We do have a packed meeting for tonight. We have a lot to talk about. We have, I don't think I have any other changes to the actual agenda. Brian or Gloria, do either of you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Hilma, anything?
The only other thing is probably Art will be calling in approximately 6:30, 6:40, in case you folks had any questions about the MLP manager job classification.
Okay. Okay, so if that's it, I guess we will, because we're running a little bit behind, we'll bump the review of the minutes. We'll push that back so that we can try to stay on time with Kyle. And we will see how we're doing at some point later during the meeting to see if we have time for 10 minutes or so for public comment. But we'll try to stay on track for the appointments we have right now. So to start with, we have Kyle Dragon here to talk about the animal bylaw review that is going to be a warrant article at the ATM. And I guess, Kyle, do you want to give a little summary or synopsis, or do you want to go right into questions from the board? Which are you more comfortable
with? I'm going with either. I can also say I'm here for quite some time, so if you want to keep your other schedule going, that's fine too. I can be here as long as I need to.
Go ahead and give us a little synopsis.
So basically what this is it's a overhaul of the current Heath animal control and dog control bylaws to bring everything up to par with current Mass General law. Stuff had gone by the wayside at the time, and what Heath had on the books was no longer current with what the state was. So this is bringing everybody up to level. It's also making it uniform across the board for all the towns that are part of the program, so that it just makes it easier. There are some key specific bylaws that are being kept. I did go over those with Hilma, and those should be in the final draft that I believe you guys received.
Yes, we do have them. They came out to us, and we can just, I guess if we have any questions, Board of Selectmen, if Gloria, Brian, do you have any questions for Kyle?
I don't.
Gloria?
Yeah, I had everything on my screen in order of which we were going to talk about it, and this was not first. Let's see, I just got to get down here. You know, this isn't under 9.1.3, dogs running at large, item C. I just have a sort of problem, but the dog needs to be accompanied by its master. Can we change that word? I mean, it's piddly, but it just, you know, stuck out to me. And under, it's on page 5, under the small c, payment to the facility should be made by the town upon receipt of bill or invoice. This is standard, I take it. If an animal is required to be boarded at another facility, the town is supposed to pay, and then the town tries to get it back from the owner of the animal. Is that correct? And I don't.
Right. Just to clarify, you're looking under Section B of the kenneling.
Yes.
Okay. So yes, Hilma actually brought that same question up to me. That was something the dog shelter here wanted added after there's been some issues. So I did clarify that. What that refers to is an owned dog. Say it's a dangerous dog hearing and the dog is remanded into our custody until either the court decides the owner can get the dog back or with the dog would not be housed here in Turner's Falls due to the nature of the case. It would actually be placed in a facility somewhere. At that point, town is responsible for that bill, directly paid to the facility, and then reimburse the cost.
Okay. Under 9.6, humane treatment, item B, I just don't know what some of these things mean. Any person owning, possessing, or controlling a dog of the town hall shall not allow or permit said dog to be harbored, confined, chained, or tethered. What does that mean if the dog's inside town hall? It's not supposed to be harbored, confined, chained, or tethered?
This is 9.6.
Can you explain that?
This is 9.6, B as in boy?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, so it's actually any dog in town shall not allow or permit said dog to be harbored, confined, chained, or tethered. That is actually straight out of the statute tethering laws that came out. That stipulate when dogs can be tied out, how long they can be tied out. That's
what okay, and what does harbored mean?
Harbored was actually pulled right from the general law. It's where they're kept.
You mean like if they have a dog house?
Right. So you're harboring the dog, say, in a plastic 55-gallon drum barrel or something. It's not really a shelter.
Okay. Under 9.7, fees.
Yep.
Violation of number C, as in cat. Violation of dog control laws. Who did Mass General Law set these fines?
Yes, those are actually straight out of 173, Section 173.
I'm just thinking they're going to be really hard to collect since they're so high, but I guess we don't have any control over that.
Yeah, and
that's all I had.
Okay,
Gloria.
Yeah.
We should go back to changing the word master and decide what to use there. Something like handler, either owner.
I would go with owner or keeper.
Okay. Yeah, I would too. Thank you.
Or person having custody of or charge of.
Okay. Which one shall it be? Keeper?
I don't know. Keeper sounds is easy. It's one word.
I think in other sections it says owner and keep or keeper.
Yeah, it does.
All right, so let's keep it uniform. Let's go with owner or keeper.
That sounds good.
Hilma, are you marking these changes or should I?
I'm marking them, Kyle.
Okay.
I have a question about the kennel license piece. So what did you do? Did we, Gloria?
Sorry, I forgot to unmute myself.
Oh,
I did.
That's okay.
My grade was 385. It still is. It's the high end of an 11.
And Brian was, you were 425, Gloria's 385, and my new grade is, when I regraded, I'm at a 420, so.
That's it, Robin?
Yes.
That's an average of 410.
Thank you, that's what I was just going to do, try to pull out one more piece of equipment here.
Which is a grade 12.
So that's a grade 12, right smack in the middle of the grade 12.
Yep.
And the numbers, so a 12 with the adjustment that was made for the minimum wage and the 1.5% COLA, I believe the 12, low end 2094, middle 2327, and high 2790. Is that what you have, Gloria?
Yeah, that's what I have.
So,
thoughts? I want to be fair, but it's a lot of money. So it's I don't know, if we did like 22.
Gloria and Robin, I would make the suggestion that we make it a range and base it on what the experience and qualifications of the person that applies. And then,
yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, because I don't think we should just set it at a, I think we needed to budget a budget at the higher level, but we certainly could base it on our interview and, you know, resumes of applicants.
Right.
So what would you suggest, Brian, as a range?
Well, the low to the high, I think, would be the range.
Of the grade 12.
Yeah, and then, go ahead.
I'm just thinking if we go high, that doesn't leave that person any room to move up for, like, you know, any kind of, I don't know, but.
Well, it would be up to us to decide what to make that.
You're right, it would not.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to make it 27. That's just, you know, that is the range.
And I do want to just read, we did get a recommendation from the Municipal Light Plant Advisory Committee that came today. So mm-hmm. The Municipal Light Plant Advisory conducted its review of the Municipal Light Plant Manager grade level as reported to you previously, which they also had originally graded at an 11. The committee has no objection to increasing the proposed level if you wish. We think the position is an important one and the town will benefit from getting the most qualified person. We urge you to resolve the grade level as soon as possible and begin the process of advertising and filling the. So that's our intent. We can't advertise, obviously, or fill the position until the position is actually accepted by the annual town meeting. So, but we need to get graded it today so we can put it on the warrant.
So what do you suggest we put on Article 3? If we use the high number of 2796, that comes out to 14,000. This is 10 hours a week for 52 weeks, which is what we have on there now for the time frame. Comes out to $14,539. Do you want me to put that on Article 3?
What is 25?
25. 13,000 even.
I like 25. That's my opinion for as far as putting on the warrant.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think we mentioned that last week too.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stick that number in. And if it actually we hire someone at a little bit less than that, they can work a few more hours.
Yeah, because that was a concern of the advisory committee that there could be some weeks that they might go over, you know, 10 hours. Some weeks they might go lower. It's kind of an unknown right now, but
yeah, it is.
At least that gives us a little moving room.
Yep.
So I think we need to, since that's an actual, going to be put on the Municipal Light Plant Manager job description, we should vote on this. So I would be seeking a motion, please.
I move that the Municipal Light Plant Manager be graded a grade 12 with a salary range of $20.94 up to $27.96, but that we will put $13,000 on Article 3 to be voted on at town meeting.
I get a second on that?
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Great, thank you.
Does Art have any questions since he's hanging out there?
Nope, I'm fine.
Great, thank you. Thanks, Art.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, thanks, Art. Lots of paper. Okay. So we are 6:49, 7 o'clock, Hilma Sense for the Franklin County Technical School Capital Assessment. Article 8 is to see if the town will vote to transfer $180.96 from FY19 free cash to pay for fiscal year 19 invoice to Heather Hathwell travel expenses. And I'm gonna just keep going unless you holler that you have a question, either one of you. Okay, give me a holler. Article 9 is to see if the town will vote to transfer $5,906.91 from FY19 free cash to pay for broadband drop construction costs for Sawyer Hall, Community Hall, Highway and Fire Garages, and the former elementary school building. Article 10 is to see if the town will vote to transfer $2,500 from FY19 free cash to an internet technology startup account for initial internet technology upgrade cost. 11 is to see if the town will vote to transfer $7,200 from FY19 free cash for the purchase of a new snowplow for the highway department truck number 3. Article 12 is vote to transfer $5,200 from FY19 free cash for the purpose of a new snowplow to equip the highway crew truck. Article 13 is to transfer $5,500 from FY19 free cash for the remaining balance to purchase and the installation of a paper compactor.
Can we, the way this is written is a little awkward. I mean, to purchase and just say install or add the word the.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
Article 14 is to see if the town will vote to transfer $12,500 from the audit stabilization account and $7,500 from FY19 free cash for the purpose of hiring a service to audit the town financial record. Is that number getting changed?
Hang on a sec. Well, I've got the details in my weekly report. However, probably the most it would be is $16,500.
So we can drop down, we can come lower in the $7,500 from free cash?
Yes.
So we want to put $4,000 there?
Hilma, is that a quote that you have for that?
No, it's a ballpark. He said $16,000 to $16,500. I think to drop it down to $4,000 is a little too tight.
Yeah. Is five good? $5,500? Or leave it alone and drop it at town meeting?
I'm not sure.
Hilma?
Well, I don't think we're going to have any closer of a number by town meeting. But he was pretty certain. I mean, part of the cost actually has to do with when you want the audit done. If it's done in...
I checked my email for that, and I didn't happen to... So this would have come from the BOS?
Well, it would have come from me, because Helma called me and asked me to send it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, thanks. I'm sure I'm going to look at it.
Okay.
But as far as reporting to you on what we voted, I can do that independent of the particular number, of the article. Shall I go ahead with that?
Sure. If you have ones that are of concern or question, go right ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So the first motion we had was to regarded stipends. It was a motion to cut committee stipends 50%, which would include the select board, finance committee, assessors, planning board, school committee members, board of health, and library trustees. It would not include the fire chief, constables, election workers, animal control officer, and animal inspector. So we had quite a bit of discussion on that, questions as to equity and whatnot. Do finance committees and other towns receive stipends? There are reports that they do not. Anyways, we voted, and there were 3 votes in favor, 2 opposed to that motion. We moved on from that to COLAs. The motion was that there be a 1.5% COLA, as there presently is. The most recent version of Article 3 we know about has a COLA of 1.5%, and that... Fast 5 in favor, 0 opposed. Next, we considered this motion related to what is line 49 in our version of Article 3, and that is Heath School -maintenance/utilities. It's presently budgeted for $16,445, I think, and the motion is that it be budgeted for 0. And we had a discussion on that, and that one passed with 5 A and 0 nay.
And I'm sorry, Ned, could you tell me the first one again? I had a little glitch and I couldn't hear you. The COLAs, what was the final vote on that?
The COLA, the final vote on a motion to have 1.5% COLAs, which, as I understand it, is presently reflected in the Article 3.
Okay.
The motion got unanimous support from the Finance Committee.
And what was the stipends again?
The stipend, you want the wording of the motion?
No, just what your final vote was. What did you say?
Three in favor, two opposed.
Three in favor of cutting the stipends to 50%?
That's right.
Okay. So we were just going through the actual warrant. Did you have any other? So those three recommendations fall under Article 3. Did you have any other warrants, ATM warrant articles that you had any different recommendations on?
No, we have yet to vote on Article. Well, I hesitate to throw out numbers because they're going to be different. But the article for the capital assessment of the Mohawk School District. Excuse me, we haven't yet voted on that, nor have we voted on a use of free cash to defray a mileage expense of $180.96. Heather Hathwell's trip to Plymouth.
Yeah.
And what else? The article you mentioned regarding the Woodlands Partnership grant.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't voted on that.
Okay. Did you vote in favor of everything else, or are you?
We could review that. That comes close to being true, but I don't want to say it's absolutely true because we certainly voted in favor of the technical schools assessment, both operating and capital. Voted in favor of the $2,500 from free cash for internet technology startup, in favor of $7,200 and $5,200 in both cases for plows, paper compactor, in favor of that, $2,500, in favor of a audit for the given amounts.
Robin, I have two questions for Ned.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ned, what is the sum of the cutting the volunteer stipends? Well, how much did that total?
It totaled roughly $8,400.
And on the line for the operations and maintenance for the school building, what is the amount of money that's available for that line or for that expense?
Are you asking what is available from the from the district?
Yes.
I don't know exactly. I know that we have yet $20,000 to come in.
No.
Gloria, do you have a figure on that?
Yep. I mean, the $20,000 that came in May is not yet on the expense report, but including it anyway, the total is $53,352.65.
Correct.
Yeah, that was brought up by a member of the Finance Committee in a helpful way, but I hadn't remembered it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, there's something else I did not report and should have, which is that the Finance Committee voted unanimously in favor of a motion that recommends all lines in Article 3 except for the line we were just talking about, the school maintenance and utilities.
And the stipends.
And the stipends, that's right, except for that. And
could, Ned?
Yes.
Could you read the list of the stipends, the committees that you're recommending to cut?
That we're missing talking about on the warrant?
Can I lose him? No, I'm still here. I don't believe there's anything else. Recommended changes from town council are all incorporated into draft 5 of the warrant that you have in front of you.
Okay, so the changes that we have from tonight are wording change on article, or clarification on Article 13, for the paper compactor, and a dollar change on Article 14 from 7,500 from free cash to 5,500. That's all I have for changes. Do you want to vote on each individual article separately?
No, I think we've gone through them. We could just vote the whole thing, I think. Or Gloria?
Okay. I move that the select board approves the warrant, each warrant article except Article 4, will be not recommended.
Maybe if there's some that each person is not voting yes on, maybe we should reverse that a little bit and make a list of the ones that we're not, if there
okay,
are
the
other
ones we're not far are 4 and 16 because the select board submitted it, and the citizens petition, do we want to vote on that or do we want to just
we don't vote on that.
Okay, so that's Article 22? No.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And Article, the assessor's article, I guess we could recommend that, even though, yeah, okay. So the ones we don't want to recommend Article 4, and we don't want to vote on Article 22.
I have a Hilma question here, because I'm a little bit confused. I thought we were just voting on the warrant as drafted, you know, with a few changes that we made, rather than, because even though we aren't approving Article 4, it's still on the warrant. So we need to, I think what we need to do is approve the warrant as drafted, or maybe Hilma could explain that.
Yes. I think you're talking about two separate things here.
Right.
First of all,
I think, yeah.
What articles are you recommending? That's one matter, or not recommending, depending on how you want to word it. Secondly, you vote to approve the warrant as a whole, just as, and all you're approving is the actual language. Correct. Not whether you agree to the content, but just the whole formatting of it, the language of each article, and that you are agreeing to actually include all this wording in the posted warrant. That's two separate things.
Right, and what I was doing was trying to pull out the ones that the select board is not gonna recommend so that we can recommend as, you know, all of them at once pretty much.
Yes, that's what okay. I was thinking. Yep.
Okay, so I move that the select board recommends all the articles except for Article 4 and Article 22. And then I'll make another motion about Article 4.
Gloria?
Yeah?
16.
What about 16?
4, 16, and 22.
Oh, thank you.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Ryan, aye.
Robin, aye.
All right, I move that the select board not recommend Article 4.
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Ryan, aye.
Robin, aye.
Okay, so now is it time? So I move that the select board approves the annual town meeting warrant for August 1st.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? I have a question, Hilma, as part of discussion. So if this vote is approving the wording as typed on the page, we have on the page is whether is finance committee either recommended or not recommended. So since we don't have those recommendations right now, it sounds like they might be altering some possibly.
Well, we put the recommendation, Heath puts the recommendations of select board and finance committee on there as a courtesy. It is actually not a legal part of the warrant.
Okay. So we can still vote.
Yes.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you. Another big project done. Okay. So let's see. Well, go ahead.
I'm sorry. What I will do is when I get the recommendations from FinCom and have the final versions done and printed, I will send you all an email asking you to come in and sign the warrant.
Okay. Thank you, Hilma. We have Brian, since this kind of goes hand in hand with what we just talked about, two things actually. One, we have the email, the start of a letter or explanation, I guess, for some of the decisions from the select board. And two, we need to also just talk about doing the explanation sheet for the entire warrant. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you sent, or how do you want us to handle this? I think
we didn't know exactly how the finance committee was going to vote on Article 3. They had indicated that they weren't going to support COLAs and they weren't going to support the full stipends. They weren't going to support preschool, and they were going to zero out the operations and maintenance line for the school building. So that was where this came from. I guess we could amend it to reflect the current situation.
Okay.
I think we need to wait to find out what it is once they all finish voting.
Okay.
Right.
It kind of explains our thinking about things and about these issues. But if you have any comments, or we don't have any time to discuss this beyond, well, we do have next week, I suppose.
Yeah, no, I was going to suggest that we take a look at it, and once we hear back from Finance Committee what they actually have, what changes, if any, they have, finally, then we could maybe just make some alterations to it and talk about it next week, put it on the agenda for next week.
Yep, that's fine with me.
Okay. Perfect. Great. Thank you for doing that. There's starting that up. That's great. Appreciate it. All right. So looking at the agenda, well, go ahead. Sorry. Did you have something else?
Thanks for Gloria's input on that.
Unless somebody knows something that I'm not thinking of. I think that's pretty much on hold now until after the ATM.
Yes.
Okay. And public comment policy is something that I've started working on, but I'm not done yet. So that just keep on there. I'll keep working at it, keep trudging through. So we have to review the minutes. We skipped that. So if we could circle around and maybe get that off done and get that off the list.
Okie dokie.
I think we have two sets, and 7:14 was the select board meeting.
I have a couple things.
Okay.
Under FY 2021 appointments, John Clark was also appointed to the Cultural Council.
Thank you.
And under the Chapter 44 transfers, I just wanted to reword it a little bit because it was confusing about the Fireman's Incentive account. So instead of saying they had a lesser amount, I would like to say the incentive account had a reduced amount being transferred than from a previous vote.
Okay.
And then, Robin, you had an amendment,
edit
part of it, but I had an amendment to your amendment, so I don't know how you want to do this.
An edit to my edit?
yes, indeed.
it was a quick type, so I'm sure. Oh, yeah, I even see a typo real quick. I just found a typo on my own. So I, because it was long edit, I sent it out. I'd like to edit in ATM review, the second paragraph.
Starting where?
Well, I think I just trying to look back and forth because I retyped the whole thing. So the board discussed and then I changed.
Okay.
I just tried to make, did you?
Yes.
I sent that to you, Helma. Did you get that, or was that after? Did I send it too late?
You sent it too late. I don't have that.
Okay. So the board discussed, you want me to read it? And then but you have it because I sent it. And apparently, and did you get it, Brian?
I did not. Or maybe I have it. I just didn't check recently.
You checking? Or you want me to?
What I got from you was it says town coordinator report.
Yeah, read down. It'll say I'm offering or something. Like I sent this to Helma. Is it on there? Did you get it?
I'm not seeing anything but the town coordinator report.
All right, so I'll read it. It was trying to clarify the conversation that was had in regards to special town meeting warrant Article 14 and making sure that it was clear. So the board discussed a concern about whether the recent STM decision to transfer $200,000 from general, so that I know when it should happen.
I think it should happen. I mean, by next May or next April, we're already going to be working toward, we already have a budget for FY22, and I think we really should have an audit to confirm numbers and just make us sure that we know what we're doing when we're doing a budget.
Yeah, that makes sense. I would like to schedule after ATM. One of the things that I wanted to schedule was actually to have Dave come in. That was even before the emails that came this week. I think it's time. We haven't, you know, we don't see him a lot, but I think he should come in for an appointment with the select board and come online. And we should just do a check-in and kind of see how everything's going.
No, I think that's a good idea.
All right. So next we have mail and email, which is all email. So we have four parts. Do you need time to get that pulled up, or are you set for me to go through?
I got it.
I have it.
Okay. So a lot of this has already been discussed. We have, and just kind of hop in if there's something else that further information that you need or clarification. So we have in the part one mail, we have Kyle Dragon with the animal bylaws, some questions and answers. We've reviewed that. We have the Mohawk Trail Regional School District update on the 1/12 budget. That's just an update for us, some number changes for the budget, for the 1/12 budget. We don't have to do anything on that, right, Helma?
No, just pay it.
Just pay it.
I just want money.
Yes. We have an email about the meeting with the superintendent. The proposed meeting is going to be on the 18th. We can talk about that when we go over our agenda. We have an email from Jan Amin about the compactor. Looks like she's trying to schedule time to meet with us here in Heath and also in Roe. I'm thinking, is Jeff, maybe Jeff is working on that schedule, or are you, Helma?
I defer to Jeff because he's the one that really needs to be present, I believe, when they come look up.
And then notification of our scrap metal revenue, $452.68 to Heath, and an email in regards to cell service funding. Hopefully everybody took a look at. In part two, we have an email from a resident in regards to in-person meetings. We're going to keep talking about that. We have just information back from Mohawk Trail Regional School District about some questions that we had for the warrant articles on the capital expenses. We've talked about that. Kyle Dragon, in regards to dogs, a dog issue that he is working on. We don't have anything for that, Helma, that we have to do right now. We're just waiting to see what Kyle's doing next.
Well, actually, yes. There's nothing that the select board needs to do at this point. What Kyle is going to be doing is he is going to be referring the matter to the court for lack of response to the citations that were issued.
Okay. We have resident concerns about special town meeting Article 14. We have town coordinator's response to a resident who had some concerns or some questions about Chapter 44 transfers. It's been taken care of. The next item, Helma, is going to be an executive meeting issue. So that email is going to need to go, is going to be set aside for executive. We're going to discuss that in a little while. We have email from National Grid in regards to herbicide treatments on the right-of-ways. These would be follow-up treatments here from treatments that were done in 2019, and they'll be done between August and December of this year. And an email in regards to just an update that the House and Senate have passed bills in regards to combating mosquito-borne diseases, and they're just continuing to kind of flesh out the differences that they have before that goes to the governor for review. Mail in part three. So the first one is something that we're going to need to follow up on a little bit. So select board, when you read through those are communications between me and council in regards to, I wanted to clarify what I do with emails that come just directly to my attention. I was certain that they go into the general mail as well. And he was just confirming that with me. But through our conversations, we need to kind of look at how we're dealing with mail, just the whole mail protocol, to make sure that if there's items that come up in the mail that need any type of discussion, that those will need, that they really should be held and put off to a future meeting. So at a future meeting, we just kind of need to talk about the whole how we receive mail, emails or mail, and how we deal with them, the timing of that. I think people have become accustomed to getting responses pretty quick, but some items we may need to actually be putting off onto a future agenda to deal with. And then coupled with that email is an email that came to me personally, to my personal, just to me and not to the full board, resident concern about special town meeting Article 14. And then the last part of part three is the accountant that we've already spoken about, questions and concerns that we, Hilma just went over.
I also was copied in on another email that it seems like this problem has been resolved for the time being.
Okay. I might have missed that one, but great.
No, I think it was just sent to me, and I don't know why. Okay. But.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks. And then part four, bear with me. Part four looks like it is a number of residents' emails, concerns about special town meeting Article 14. Bear with me. I'm just going through to make sure I'm not missing something else. So that's the full, that's all of part four is all email, excuse me, from residents, which thank you for your input. Appreciate that. And I think, is that it for mail? Hilma, did I miss anything?
No, that's it for mail.
Okay. Gloria, anything to add?
No.
For mail, Brian?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Let's see, other documents for review or signatures, anything, Hilma?
Well, you will have the town meeting warrants to sign in a day or two.
Okay. We have two executive sessions that we need to schedule for two different employees. So I've been in communication with counsel for both of those. I have the letter that needs to be completed from the chair of the select board. I will fill that out once we have a date that we have decided on. We can have those the same day, night, evening, whatever. They do need to be listed as two separate meetings. But so we need to at some point soon decide when we can get together to have those executive sessions.
Robin, are we going to do these in person?
I would like to do them in person. That's a conversation we can have. I think that it would be best if we can. There would only be the three of us, the individual, if they choose to come, if they chose to bring counsel, they can do so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we could handle social distancing.
Yeah, no, I'm in agreement with that.
Do you have, you want to throw some ideas out as to when you might want to do that?
Let me look at my calendar. Obviously, this is going to be separate from a select board meeting.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I can do Monday the 27th or Wednesday the 29th. Will you have everything you need by then, Robin?
Yeah, I was just going to say I do need to put the letters together. I need to get them to the individuals 48 hours prior to the meeting. And I'm going to my preference would be to hand deliver them. So I just need to be able to have the time to be able to do that.
Well, maybe we should do it the following week.
Well, the 29th, I'm a little hesitant about the Monday, the 27th, but I could probably get everything done by the 29th if that worked.
It'll have to be later in the day for me.
That works best for me too.
Seven or seven?
Oh, I'm thinking more like 6, I don't know. I just meant like after 4:30.
Okay, 6.
I don't want to do it too late.
I'm very flexible about that, so.
Okay, so you want to do Wednesday, July 29th, 6 p.m., and then 7 p.m.?
Okay. And are we doing it to school?
Sure.
And Jonathan won't be there, right? I mean, it's at night, he probably won't. I'm just double checking.
Helma, do you know his schedule? I can't remember his schedule off the top of my head.
I can't remember exactly either, but I thought he was just daytime.
Right.
Yeah, I think he might be. I was just double checking.
No, it's good. Okay, so we'll do 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. on July 29th at Jacobs Road. Okay, we also have another letter that's come in with a third complaint, and I haven't had a chance to really review this one. This just came today, so I haven't had a chance to reach out to council, and this one's different, and I think we need to get council's advice as to how we handle this one, so I'm going to hold on this one until we get that. And Helma, I don't know, we have also kind of an update of a little bit of an issue that happened, or I guess an issue, I didn't get a chance to read through this one either, it just came, but an issue that happened at Mohawk Estates. Do we need to act on this?
I think that's part of one of your executive sessions.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay. I think we've gone through all in favor.
Gloria, aye.
Ryan, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Night. Good night.